Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Yo, what's up? Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. All our guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Oh, man. It's all brought to you by Straight Talk, Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less, only at Walmart, where you get full cell phone coverage that you need. Unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, 2G for $45 a month. So if you have the cost of big carriers, everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. All right, so I hate when you watch a team and you build them up and you get so excited, right? Like yesterday, let's be real. We all were there like, we were feeling the Lakers yesterday. We're like, the Lakers, we're feeling it. Here we go. Team to beat. And then, they lay an egg against the Nets. Spencer Dinwiddie, LA kid, takes care of business, sinks them in the end. I will say this, Anthony Davis, I thought that shot was going in. He was not more wide open the entire night than that last shot. He hit that other shot to tie the game, which was certainly more contested by a long shot than that wide open look. And you know how pool players sometimes will say too much green in between? You know, I felt like that's what it is. Sometimes the open look, while you should knock it down, it's almost like it's weird. You're so used to having someone close out on you that it's almost for NBA players a little easier to make the decision, to make the shot when someone is closing out. But look, that's just one of those nights. That is, you chalk that one up to just another night in the association and just another night where you're like, man, that's what this league is about. You can't take anyone lightly. Michael was in here yesterday talking about it. That as long as the Lakers focus, they're fine. And look, I don't know if I 100% blame focus on it, but they clearly were not as forceful as they'd been in the past offensively. And I'm going to give the Nets some credit here because the Nets, and this is the way they do business, they basically pack the paint and they dare you to beat them from the outside. And that's what happened. And the shots weren't falling at a clip that you would have liked. They weren't able to get the easy buckets inside. I think the Lakers only had 36 points in the paint yesterday. And that's certainly not the norm for them, particularly with someone like Anthony Davis and LeBron. So they made it a lot more difficult. And look, there's the Houston matchup coming up shortly, right? You're coming off this crazy weekend where all we're doing is talking about the Lakers as the team to beat. And now you drop one that you probably should have won. But I'll say this. I'm not really worried by any stretch of the imagination. Like, I know it sucks to lose that game, but I'm not like sitting here going, oh no, the Lakers are not going to get home court advantage throughout the playoffs. Okay, like honestly, if the Lakers make the finals, if the Lakers beat the Clippers, they're going to win the championship barring a major injury. Like Milwaukee's not beating them in a 7-game series, especially now that we're in a situation with Giannis where we don't know what his health is going to look like moving forward. I understand they're taking every precaution possible with him, but even if he was healthy, like I still don't feel like Milwaukee is going to be this team that is going to knock the Lakers out. I mean, they could get really hot from three maybe and win a couple games, but I just don't see it over the span of a 7-game series. And then after that, I don't think there's any team in the East that's capable of beating the Lakers. But look, the big talk yesterday was less about the game and more about, are we going to have games? Because they've already taken extraordinary measures on how the media interacts with players, on how fans may or may not be allowed at the games very soon. And I'm talking about, like, it could happen this week. And remember, LeBron initially wasn't feeling it, but after talking to people at the league and within his own team, I would presume, we saw yesterday that he kind of changed his tune on that.
When I was asked the question of would you play without no fans, I had no idea that it was actually a conversation going on behind closed doors about the particular virus. Obviously, I would be very disappointed, you know, not having the fans, because that's what I play for. I play for my family. I play for my fans. They're saying no one could actually come to the game if they decide to go to that point. So I'd be disappointed in that. You know, but at the same time, you gotta listen to, you know, the people that's keeping a track on what's going on. And if they feel like it's best for the safety of the players, the safety of the franchise, safety of the league, to mandate that, then we all listen to it.
Yeah. We got to listen to the CDC, man, and the World Health Organization right now. That's who you need to be listening to. But though him and LeBron, so yesterday they had to address the media from a six-foot distance. They were at a podium yesterday in the post game. Him and Kyle Kuzma were there, and they kind of like that we're not around.
For both of you guys, not to suggest you guys missed us pregame, but was there any conversation in the locker room? Like, whoa, like they're not in here.
You want the honest truth? Or?
No, we enjoyed it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, listen, I'm good. Like, I get it all. But yeah, the conversation is, are we going to have games? Are we going to have games? And I know that Brian Windhorst, do we have that audio? I don't see it on the morning show page. I know that. Oh, here it is. It's on my page? Okay, here it is. Here's Brian Windhorst earlier this morning on the morning show about what the league could be doing.
I think the league is eventually going to be suspended. If you look at what's happened in China and Italy, you know, Italy specifically, the Serie A in Italy is like their NFL. And when the outbreak started in northern Italy, they started a progression where they were, you know, playing games without fans, but they've eventually had to go to the point where they've had to shut the league down. My belief is that that's where we're headed, and it's going to be for a number of different reasons. Revenue is one of them, but I just think it's going to be inevitable.
So he thinks that we're going to get to a point where that's going to happen. And look, I just think that I know people may not like it, but Bergman, I think that you have to take the necessary precautions, right? There's talk about us not doing shows from these studios, doing them from home.
I think it's everywhere. I mean, if you work in an office building, that most people are going to start going home. That includes you. At some point, you could possibly be doing your show from home.
I mean, I've got a game scheduled on Saturday, but that could be my last road trip, to be honest, for the rest of the season.
Right. I'm supposed to go to the game tomorrow against Houston, and I don't know if I really want to. And I don't even know if they're going to let me in.
Why is that? Why don't you want to go? Just out of curiosity. Not that I'm not, like, you know.
No. I'm
judging
not a,
you.
I'm not a panic guy. And almost, I never get upset about this. But for what's happening with all of this and just everything I'm seeing, like Italy and the UK, Italy shut down. UK is about to be shut down. Whatever was happening in China, it's all happening in a cyclical way that eventually that's going to get to the United States. And I feel like, why am I going to put myself in any type of risk by going to the Houston game tomorrow just because?
Yeah, look, I think it's always better to be safe than sorry, right? I'm a big believer in that. Like, I've told you, and look, we could, like, I think we should all have this discussion. So feel free if you want to chime in on any of this at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. I did wipe down the call screener with Lysol because that, by the way, the most grossest thing in this studio is that call screener. And then the next thing are Mason and Ireland's mics.
Ireland's mic is the worst.
I mean, Ireland's mic is just insane. Michael wasn't kidding yesterday when he was talking about that. So I would love to hear kind of people's thoughts on this. Like how, especially people with like elderly family, kids, right? Like, you know, I know the kids are less affected, it seems like, by this. And that is now a proven fact based on the numbers. That doesn't mean it can't change, but at least at the moment. But the elderly people, like, here's the thing. My thing was, I'm worried about, we were going to go visit my mom in Miami. And I'm thinking, like, do we want to go visit my mom in Miami? She's 80 years old. Like, what if we pick up something? What if we don't? Because here's the thing. The symptoms can be so mild that you may not feel anything. You may not know you've got something.
Yeah, it's a 2-week incubation period, so you may not have anything for 2 weeks. I don't know. I mean, I just feel like, and I'm getting a lot of pushback in certain places from, you know, from my girlfriend, from people here, but it's just, I just don't feel like putting myself at any type of risk right now.
Yeah, what's the point?
It just seems crazy to me.
My thing is, look, like, I tried to rationalize it by saying, okay, like, if you're going to travel, probably now's the time to do it because, you know, it's only going to get worse. There's going to be more restrictions later. That's, you know, it's going to continue to grow. So I was like, okay. But then I thought more about, like, yeah, but what if I go see my mom and then she gets sick and God forbid something then really happens, then I'm going to feel terrible.
Yeah, you missed it. So you missed being there with her.
No.
Oh.
I'm talking about what if we go and she gets sick because of one of us, because we may have something and we don't know that we have something, because again, the symptoms can be so mild that you don't know.
Right.
And then she gets very sick. Like, that's the thing that worries me more than anything else.
Yeah.
I have a sister who has just went through a bout of chemotherapy, so her immune system can't be as strong as it once was. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't have anything. At least I don't think so. Like, I don't feel bad. I don't have a cough. I don't have a sneeze. I haven't had a temperature. I haven't had any of that stuff. But, you know, like, those are the things that run through my mind. Like, I am not an alarmist by any stretch of the imagination. But I think they're just things you naturally have to think about.
Right. I mean, you are doing this every single day. I've been making fun of you for it, and I feel bad for making fun of you now.
No, you're not making fun of me. Like, I mean, it's fine. But, like, it's because you've asked me, like, oh, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I don't know yet. Like, I'm just going to wait to make a last minute decision.
Right. I'm just saying, like, even with around what's happening in the studio where you're
I'm cleaning stuff. Yeah, no, but you got, I mean, listen, like I've said, we probably should have cleaned this damn studio a lot earlier before a pandemic decided to knock on our door.
Right. I mean, but I took a video of you washing your hands.
Right.
You were washing it for easily 30, 40, 50 seconds.
Yeah, why not?
Which is fine. I mean, I'm doing the same things. I'm using the Purell, constantly washing my hands all the time, but it's, I don't know. I just don't feel like I have any interest in going to any of these games. I don't want to get on an airplane. I don't want to leave my house unless I'm coming to work.
Well, so here's the other thing I think that's interesting, right? So, and we kind of touched on it briefly during the crosstalk, which is, if all these things start getting canceled, sports is the relief, right? And if that's not there, I'm not saying that, you know, anything that, you know, it's, like, I remember Ray Lewis one time saying, if they cancel the NFL season, people are going to riot on the streets. I don't do Ray Lewis as well as LZ does, but that's my best impersonation of Ray Lewis. LZ does a great Ray Lewis. But the, you know, I do think people are going to be like, oh my God, what do we do? There's not, I guess Netflix probably going to soar, right? You know, TV channels, right, will have high ratings, but sports will be not available.
Well, I mean, who actually goes, who's allowed into games is really the question. It's like, are cameras
allowed?
Well,
no, but I'm talking about if they cancel all the games.
Oh, if they cancel,
like,
yeah.
If the NBA cancels the season, Major League Baseball will follow suit shortly thereafter, is my guess.
Yep.
And the MLS.
And NHL.
Right? And the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, if you start canceling everything, it's going to all over the place, and then you're going to have, you know, what about the people that take the tickets or are in concession stands or are ushers? Or
right, those people's livelihoods are affected. Yeah, like it is a trickle-down effect that can be very, like, dire.
Look, E3 just got canceled.
I saw that. Yeah.
South by Southwest got canceled.
Right. Coachella?
Yeah, Coachella was pushed back. You know, I mean, Comic-Con is coming up in San Diego.
In July.
In July. And that's, yeah, you know, what's going to happen with that. Those are huge, huge money makers,
right,
for all of those cities. So what happens here? This is a lot of money is going to be pushed aside right now.
Yep. Let me grab Joe in San Pedro. What's up, Joe? Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys? Long time listener. I'll get right to the point. Headed out to, or supposed to go to the Final Four in Atlanta. And who even knows if that's going to happen? It's all pretty wild, pretty scary.
It is very strange, right? Like, I do think that that's the part of it that we're kind of living through this weird scenario. Like, we joke about it sometimes just to kind of calm ourselves a little bit, I feel like, more than anything else. But it is very odd. And all this stuff is very possible. Because here's the thing. Why take the chance? You know, like, trust me, there's plenty of stuff you can watch on TV. There's and listen, I work for a sports company. I want you to watch sports. But I also want our athletes and you and everyone else to be okay. You know, I think that should be the biggest, you know, The biggest issue here is that everyone's safe. As many people can be as safe as possible, I guess, is the point. So, all right, we'll take more of your calls. I am curious to hear what people think about this stuff because I don't know. Like, I don't know what to think about it anymore. Like, I am a man who has made a career on 20 years of opinions, and this one's got me, to be honest with you. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. Protect your engine this winter. Use Pennzoil Synthetic Motor Oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. And this segment also brought to you by our friends at Capital One. 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, 2% at grocery stores, 1% on all other purchases. What's in your wallet? So we've been talking about the whole coronavirus situation. Windhorst was on the morning show and talked about how the league has already taken measures and discussed about not playing with fans. We've discussed that, maybe moving games to different sites where outbreaks haven't happened. And he said that the possibility that the league may get shut down just depends on how serious this whole thing gets. Here's Woj on what the NBA is thinking about.
Here's the situation with the Cavaliers. They don't play a home game again until the 24th this month. So they've got a window of time on the road to digest this recommendation and discuss and see where this thing is when they get back off that road trip. And then the Warriors, as Mark reported, you know, in San Jose, south of San Francisco, that mandate has been put on their professional college teams. And now in San Francisco, the Warriors, you know, they could see a similar public health mandate that they not play with fans in their arena. And remember, Golden State is a team in the league that is the most profitable per game, somewhere in the neighborhood, I'm told, of, you know, $3.5, $3.8 million a home game. And so those are all parts of the decisions they have to make. And certainly, you know, I think for everybody in the league, the health of people is foremost, and there's going to be money lost here, but I think everybody wants to make sure that this is as healthy of an environment as it can be.
Right now, seemingly a case-by-case basis, the NBA joined forces with the other four active pro sports leagues in America. We had the news here on SportsCenter last night banning media from locker rooms and clubhouses. So as for what's next, Woj, owners have scheduled that conference call with all the owners tomorrow. What are you hearing about the league's plans?
The owners, there's going to be one owner/governor required to be on from each of the 30 teams on with the league office. And now, you know, it's going to be part educational for the league to let the owners know as a group and then have them discuss what are the next steps. There's been certainly a lot of one-off conversations between teams and the league office, but this will be a chance tomorrow afternoon for the entire league, you know, the owners, the decision makers, to have that conversation with the league office about what comes next for the NBA. That may include the possibility of no fans in arenas, but they're not quite there yet.
Right, but it can happen. It escalates quickly, I guess, is the whole point. We'll see. Like, you know, I don't think it's happening tomorrow for the Rockets game, but it's certainly something to monitor moving forward. Let me go to Garrett in Chatsworth. What's up, Garrett?
Hey, George, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about about the disappointment of canceling those games. I know that you just said it escalates quickly. But as far as I've heard on the news so far, there's still no community outbreak. There's no cases that people have been walking around and catching it.
You're saying so, here in LA?
In California, at least, yeah.
Oh, I believe in Northern California there's already been community outbreak. I could be wrong about that, but I'm almost positive in Northern California. I don't believe there has been here in L.A. yet.
Yeah. Just this way, you know, I'm a huge Lakers fan and don't want the whole season to almost go to a waste, you know?
No, I get it. But, I mean, listen, if it's another championship banner or, you know, we're all healthy, I probably will still lean to all healthy, right? Like, you know. Even Laker boy over there would agree with that, I would presume.
Yeah, I mean, health is more important than a championship, but it's not too far off.
Okay, fair enough. James is in Rancho. What's up, James?
Hey, my whole thing is that are we not supposed to touch money? Are we supposed to not touch basically anything mail or anything?
I mean, who has money these days? You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I mean, you know, I use Apple Pay. I use, you know what I mean? I don't know.
No, you're right. But the whole thing is like, in the United States, we don't have too many cases, and that's because we are away from everything else. We have two oceans that they have to cross to bring us over. And at the end of the day, if you just wash your hands and be more diligent in that, you could probably prevent this from getting worse. And as far as in Washington, I believe it was a nursing home.
It started with a nursing home. The majority of the deaths have been the elderly, yes, in general.
But like in my home, we house players for the minor leagues. We house Rancho Cucamonga players. Are we not supposed to interact with them now? Are they supposed to not be housed and save money for the season because there's a possibility they might get something? And yes, there is always a possibility, but if you just do your due diligence, wash your hands and not be so dirty, you would prevent this from getting worse.
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, look, if someone coughs on you and sneezes on you by accident or you're just around someone, there's nothing you can do about that, right? Like, you can wash your hands all you want, but if that's the draw that you get, like, there's not much you can do about that.
Exactly.
You know?
We just can't blow it out of proportion. We've had much.
Oh, no. I agree with you. Listen.
4 or 5 years. The last couple of years, all these different things that come about, we're going to extremes with, we're cleaning out toilet papers out of Costco's.
Right. I agree with you.
We're buying
James,
germs now.
James. I agree with you that I don't believe panic should be the phrase that people should be using. I do think that, you know, caution and precaution, all those things are things that need to be taken care of. I'm with you, like, on that.
Yeah. I'm thinking we're going beyond that especially right now with
sports. Well, I think that we also live in an era compared to the stuff you mentioned, right? Like Ebola and even SARS, right? Like those, like the social media wasn't what it is now. And I think now you live in a day and age where you've got 24-hour news cycles. And we talk about it a lot in the context of sports, right? How there's always something to discuss because someone will always say something or do something on social media, and that's where kind of you're at here. I do think this is a little more serious only because there's no known vaccine yet, right? And we're still a ways away from that. Even the medical community will tell you that. I think that makes it a little different than some of the other stuff that has happened maybe previously. But I do think that I just side on the side of caution more than anything else. Like, I, you know, as you said, just be smart, like use common sense. Johnny in LA. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's up, George? I'm going to Disneyland tomorrow, and I'm more on the rational side with you. I mean, I think washing your hands, you know, everything, it should be good. But I'm also telling my wife, like, I would feel so bad if one of my girls gets sick or gets this virus or something, you know? So it is some precaution right there. And then plus, when people, we do rely on sports when everything else is shut down. But I also think, like, online gaming, you know, like a lot of people fall back on that also.
Oh yeah, listen, I think, like I said, Netflix is going to go through the roof if the outbreak becomes more serious. I do think that home entertainment will become, you know, whether it's online gaming, right, or whether it's, you know, television or Netflix or Hulu or whatever. I think all the Disney Plus, I think all those things will become much more beneficial to people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be rewatch The Mandalorian. I'm going to be all over Disney.
The Mandalorian is very good, actually.
It was great. And
it took me a couple of weeks to get through it just because I don't have a lot of time, but I did watch it. It was only 8 episodes. It's very good.
Yeah, and they're only like 30-minute episodes, too, so it was pretty quick to get through. But yeah, all those streaming channels are going to be what you're going to be all over. You're going to rewatch stuff. There's always something new.
Netflix and chill will have a whole different definition.
Right. Not what people like anymore, though.
Yeah. 100.
What's up, my guy?
Hey, you know what? I Corporate Greg says I need to go to break. Can I get you on the other side?
Yeah, I'll hold on for you because, you know, we got two things to talk about. So we'll get there when we get there.
I know. Show enough. You got to talk about show enough.
No, you already know.
All right. Hold on a second. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take more of your calls. I think these are the times when we need to have these discussions and just like talk about it as a community, right? Like that's honestly, this forum and this platform is actually great for this kind of stuff. So 877-710-ESPN. I will get to some sports, including Stephon Marbury just needs to stay in his lane. I'll explain what that means in a bit. Sedano, 710 ESPN. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. Presented by Progressive Insurance. All our guests appear via the Shell Penzo Performance Line. Tune into the ESPN Daily Podcast, bringing you a deep dive into a single story of one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters, presented by ADT. Download, subscribe, and review the ESPN Daily with our friend Mina Kimes, available wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Also, drive through a participating McDonald's to get a small McCafe for just $2, joy included. So we're taking your calls because there is a lot of talk about games in the NBA being played without fans. Like, that is now a real thing that is being discussed. It's no longer just a possibility. It seems more like an inevitability. And it's just a matter of when. And then there's even talk about canceling games altogether. And here's the thing. Once one league does it, all the other ones are going to do it. Now, Greg, you said the CBI, which is that fake NIT tournament in college basketball, has canceled it.
Yes, yeah. They have canceled. They're not going to do anything anymore. The organizers have shelved it due to coronavirus threat.
Right. Right.
So another one down.
Yeah, and look, Indian Wells obviously canceled. We talked about that yesterday. So, look, I just think that now's the time, you know, to kind of discuss. And what would you do? Like, if there are no sports, like, what are we doing? I mean, listen, I think for me, it would be fascinating because I love, you know me, Greg, I love sports, but I could talk about anything. Like, if we want to sit here and start debating, like, The Mandalorian, you know.
Oh, we definitely can do that.
And just do guy talk. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm down with that. Like, and girl talk.
Yes, Laura. Yes, Laura.
Yeah. And we could just, like, if I could do general talk, whew, but we still would have to steer clear from politics because I don't want to get fired. But,
I mean,
I still would have a lot. I could have some fun.
So do it. I mean
I'm just saying. Corporate Greg, be careful what you wish for.
I know, that's actually dangerous.
Yeah. Jason. Actually, no, I'm not. Jason, I got to go to you second because I told 100 I'd go to him first. Go ahead, 100.
What up, brother? How you doing?
What up, man? LeBron took down Shownuff.
Hey, he did. But we Shownuff looked good as a team. Should I not say that? Did I not say that?
Yeah.
He did come through. He did fugazi. He knocked down the free throws. Good job. You know what I'm saying? We big up on that. It was a big win. Shownuff was Shownuff missing the action. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that was a good game. I'm very proud of us. We did our job. Avery Bradley did his that's the dog. You know what I'm saying? But did we not revert to what we looked like last night? Did we just not look like what I've always been talking about again last night?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? We disappear again. You know what I'm saying? We blow a layup when you're supposed to go in and trash that on the trash man standing in front of you.
All right.
He was supposed to trash that on the dude. But hold on, real quick. Let me come back to that when we talk about this virus real quick, right?
Okay.
Okay, I call it poppycock. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, human race been here for a long time.
And we've survived a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, this new coronavirus, I thought it was a new beer. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a corona. You know what I mean? Most, you know, it just comes out of nowhere. Then everybody's just in this little, oh, don't touch this and don't touch that and blah, blah, blah. Then you know what it is. It is election time. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to wake up everybody's third eye. We supposed to be beefing with China. So what's going on? Oh, okay. And then if we were really just trying to, you know, make sure everybody was safe, if 100 was president, what I would have done is soon.
President 100 would be fascinating.
Yeah, if 100 was president, as soon as I'd have heard that is going on, if you're out the country, you can't come home. I'm sorry. You're over there right now. You can't come home until we figure out what's going on. Why let people come home when we got all this going on, right?
Yeah.
Bring it home. If you're stuck over there, stay over there. When AIDS hit, they didn't quarantine everybody. Nobody stopped having sex, did they? So, and that's killing people too. You feel me? So why all of a sudden, because we got this little, I guess, super cold. Now, don't nobody want to go to games. We can't touch nobody. Man, keep living your life. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Humpy, bubby, buggy, do.
Okay, 100. He kept it 100. I don't necessarily agree with everything he said, but he kept it 100. James, I'm sorry. I'm back to you, James. Or Jason. Jason, sorry.
Hey, thanks for having me on, George. I just want to kind of touch on the fact that games might, you know, be canceled or played without fans.
Right.
It has now been upgraded to a pandemic by the World Health Organization. I think it's almost inevitable that we're going to play games without fans.
Right. Oh, no. Yeah, I agree. I that is not a matter of if, it's when at this point.
I believe that, you know, the people who did pay should obviously be refunded but have first right on purchasing tickets to the playoffs or things, maybe even postponing the playoffs for a week or two to see if things level out, even out. As in China right now, they're reporting like 30 or 40 or 50 cases a day, which is hugely drastic from the 4,000 plus cases a day.
Oh, right, right. They it's, look, I was watching Meet the Press the other day, and they had someone on. I'm trying to remember the gentleman's name off the top of my head. He used to be Dr. Scott Gottlieb. He was the commissioner of food and drug of the FDA the first 2 years of this current administration. And he basically said, look, we're past the point of containment, and we're gonna have to have broad strategies to mitigate all of this. And we're looking at a hard period coming up, probably a hard 2 months of real difficulty. But to your point, and I think that's what you were kind of alluding to, China's been at this for a long time now. They've been at this for months.
Yeah. It also comes, you know, Italy locked down because 23% of their population is over 60 years old.
Right.
The huge thing that I take as a sign for the U.S. not overreacting as well is, you know, Japan. Japan has the number one percentage of people over 60. I think it's like 30-something percent. And their country's not locked down. They're not quarantining people. They understand that minimal community spread is possible. But if you take precautions, as 100 was saying, and just genuinely apply it stringently to everything you do, you should be okay. Even if you're, you know, I would probably just say don't go to places with over 2,000 people. If you're
so should you avoid the airport?
I'm going to Hamilton tomorrow. There's 2,000 people in the Pantages.
Well, should you? Yeah, agreed. But should you avoid the airport then, like LAX?
I don't think there are 2,000 people in LAX right now. I've seen pictures, and
it's funny. I did look up their parking structure. The parking structures in at LAX a little while ago, and yeah, there are a ton of spots available. You know,
I think it's more, you know, the media kind of scares people.
Sure.
in a good way for this, you know, give people a little bit more precaution, you know, stay the extra foot or so away than you would on the subway, stay an extra foot away when you're ordering your food. Why not? You know, but it's not going to stop people from getting Postmates or things like that. You know, it's one of those things that I didn't even realize it, but my dad brought it up. He's 78 years old. Have you ever heard of the Asian flu in 1957?
Right.
That was a pandemic as well. Lots of people passed away. It's unfortunate that, you know, people don't realize that, let's say everybody gets it, 3% of the world is 165 million people.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Now, we had talked about how in Santa Clara, Woj, we heard the Woj audio where up in the Bay, they're talking about no gatherings of over 250 people. Greg, you're saying the Warriors games have been canceled?
So San Francisco Mayor London Breed bans all large gatherings, including Warriors games, to curb coronavirus spread. And there is a Warriors game tomorrow. So it looks like that I can't click on the article because they make you pay for it. But it looks like they are banning fans. No, it's the SF Chronicle.
Oh.
So they're not allowing fans into the game. And there is a game in Golden State tomorrow, or in San Francisco.
So are they canceling the game, or are they not allowing fans?
No, large gatherings, so no fans.
Oh, so they will still play?
Yes, that's what it looks like.
So
we're gonna
see the first NBA game with no fans.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I can't read the rest of the article, so I don't want to say for sure. But that's
I can't read the rest of the article because I can't pay for it. No. I'll look for it in the break. I'll pay for it if I have to. All right, we'll take more of your calls. Also, I didn't get to Stephon Marbury, who needs to stay in his lane about the Lakers. I'll explain what that means in a second. Stick around. Back in 3 minutes. Sedano, 710 ESPN. Sedano and 710 ESPN. We were just having a conversation in the break because we were talking about what happens if all sports get canceled. And Laura, what did you say?
We're going to have more babies. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more children. Yes, I would agree. Love in the time of Corona. Like that will be the book and the movie. Love in the time of Corona.
The documentary.
Yeah. So Greg, since he didn't want to pay for the San Francisco Chronicle.
I mean, if you know me, I don't pay for
No, I know you don't pay for anything. Yeah. I get that. Trust me. Luckily, the internet still works, and I did a Google search on Golden State Warriors, and a million other things popped up that were free.
You know, this all happened very quickly.
So here's what Mark Stein of the New York Times is reporting. The city of San Francisco has banned gatherings of more than 1,000 people, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. We are still awaiting word from the NBA on the fate of the Warriors home game Thursday night against the Nets. So nothing has been confirmed yet on whether they will play without fans, unless you have something now that's confirmed.
1 minute ago from Mark Stein of the New York Post, the Warriors, league sources say, will be directed to play host to the Nets on Thursday night at Chase Center in a game closed to fans.
There you go. So there it is.
It is done.
Mark Stein. How about we get Mark Stein on?
Sure.
Let's talk to Steiny. See if he can come on the next segment. Or whenever he wants. That's fine. So there you have it. Like, this is the first one. The Sedano family has tickets for the Laker game on Sunday. My guess is that we may not have tickets for the Laker game on Sunday. I mean, that's a real possibility. I don't know what the local... It's going to be based on whatever the local governments want to do. Which is smart. Like, if you're Adam Silver, you can't be telling what a local government what they should be doing. Like, do what they need to do, you know? All right, before I get back to your calls, Stephon Marbury was on the Complex Sports podcast and was asked about LeBron and Kobe's passing, and he basically said LeBron is not a real Laker.
I see so many people saying so many great things about Kobe, and they hated Kobe, and I'm like, this is interesting. I've watched you literally go in about what he did as a player and this and that. Like, I get it. I understand. You know, it's a sensitive subject and a sensitive thing. But that's my classmate. Like, for real, 96. We battled. We went up against each other for years, over a decade. You know, that work that was put in, that's different work. You know, you don't need to go and get guys like LeBron to go speak and talk about what they're going to carry and all of that. He don't need you to carry his legacy. His legacy is already his legacy. Carry your own legacy. Keep it popping and going. You're not no real Laker. Like, the real Laker fans are the real Laker fans, like, and real Laker players. So when you hear these guys saying this type of stuff and doing these type of things, I'm wondering, what is it for? Is it for the show or is it for real life?
All right, so let's start with what he said at the beginning, right? That he's seeing guys when Kobe passed, like, acting like, oh, my God, that, you know, they couldn't believe he was gone because they didn't get along with him, per se, when they were playing or whatever. First of all, dude, like, yo, when someone dies, like, you start to realize some of your stupid beefs are stupid, right? Like that was the one thing I took away from, like, TNT the night after Kobe passed. Remember Shaq and Charles and those guys? And Shaq was the first one to say, yo, I need to stop, like, beefing with people. Like, it's just dumb. Like, you know, like, and he also said, I also need to do a better job of, like, reaching out to people that I love and that I don't talk to. And, like, those kind of moments, they ground you in reality. So what, you're supposed to stay hard and still be like, no, bleep Kobe, because I didn't get along with him when I played against him. Like, that seems stupid, first of all. So let's start with that. That's the first reason Stephon Marbury should stay in his lane. The second reason Stephon Marbury should stay in his lane is, who is he to determine who's a real Laker and who's not a real Laker? He did not play for the Lakers. So while you may have had a great relationship with Kobe, and you may not like that LeBron was the guy at the forefront the day that they played, but that's what the leader of the team is supposed to do, is supposed to take the opportunity to be like, hey, we're going to remember Kobe, we're going to move forward as a team, etc. End of story. And by the way, Kobe was the one, before he passed away, talking about moving the game forward after LeBron passed him on the scoring list. I just feel like Stephon Marbury is just talking out of school here. And there are times where you probably shouldn't comment on everything. You know what I mean? Like, whether you think LeBron's a real Laker or not, and he hasn't earned his stripes yet because he hasn't won a championship, that's fine. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. I'm not going to try to change your mind on that because you think what you think. But, like, Stephon Marbury shouldn't be the guy determining who's a real Laker and who's not a real Laker, right? If Magic Johnson or James Worthy or Michael Thompson or Kareem or whoever, Robert Horry, Rick Fox, Derek Fisher, Shaq, Phil Jackson, right? Like, if those people want to say stuff like that, then yeah, I take it more to heart. But this seems to me like just someone who's, again, like, involving themselves in a conversation that doesn't involve them just for the sake of being involved. you know, we're talking about spread of germs and coronavirus. You know, and Key likes to say a lot about germ spreaders. He normally points at people like us, but that's germ spreading right there. Stephon Marbury. All right, let's go back to the phones. You can comment on that too, 877-710-ESPN. Jeremiah, what's up, Jeremiah?
Yeah, what's up? I just wanted to say I think that canceling games is ridiculous and having them without fans because, number one, players are, if you cancel the league, players are going to still move around and they're still going to get in contact with people that could possibly have the coronavirus. I don't think it solves anything.
Okay, so let me just kind of take a quick 20-second time out here. Let me interject and then you can continue. Look, I think at this stage when the CDC and the World Health Organization are saying this is probably the best step as far as playing without fans, I think that you got to listen to the people that know the science, man. I'm going to listen to the doctors about this as opposed to just like taking my chances. You know, like I don't think they're doing it for the sake of just doing it. They're not trying to ruin your day per se. Now, to your point, with guys moving around and traveling, maybe they do, maybe they don't. I don't know. By the way, what is going on in the background there?
Kids.
I got him. I thought that was the sound, but I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that they're doing it like out of spite or anything. I just feel like players and people are going to move around. You're going to intermingle with people, and you're still going to come in contact with people. I just think it's an overreaction.
Yeah, I think some of it is a bit of an overreaction. I'm not disputing that part of it. I do think that there is something to that. I also think, again, we live in a time where, you know, there's just a lot of information out there. And I actually think that you need to make a decision for yourself individually. I do think you also need to be conscious of other people. I do think that they're telling you, wash your damn hands, right? And clean your spaces. Rick at Agora Hills. How are you, Rick?
Yeah, I think you're underplaying this way too much.
I'm underplaying it. I don't think I'm underplaying it.
I think your callers are ridiculous.
Well, my callers have been a little bit over the top. I would agree with that.
You know, the figures are if someone over 70 gets it, they have a 10-15% of dying.
Yeah, Rick, calm down, relax. Let's take it down a notch. Let's all have a conversation here. The callers can say what they want to say. I am the first one to say I'm not an alarmist, but I'm taking extreme precautions. People here have been making fun of me because I'm cleaning my space every day, because I'm washing my hands for 50 seconds. And no, I am not taking this lightly. I just literally said, I don't know if you heard this 30 minutes ago, that this stuff is not if, it's a when this arrives at our doorstep in a larger scale.
Yeah, no, I guess you're missing my point. I think you're taking this lightly. I know you think you're not. I think you're taking this lightly. In China, the way they've stopped the spread in Wuhan province is they lock people in their house. That's how they did it. And then they go out and spray the neighborhood.
Right, I did see that.
Any way possible in the United States that could be done? Not a chance. So somebody referenced the 1957 Spanish flu. The 1957 Spanish flu, which went from 1957 to 1958, killed 116,000 people in the United States. That was before there was worldwide travel and everybody was kind of united. And Fauci is the head of the, the main leader of the government movement handling this, today said that looking at all the numbers, they believe the death rate will be 1%, which means if the incidence of this virus are the same as the H1N1, which happened about 10 years ago.
Yes.
That infected 60 million people in the United States. That'll mean 600,000 people will die in the United States from this virus. That means that approximately 10 million people will be hospitalized for this virus. That is a huge issue. This is not like just goofing around.
Oh, no, I don't agree with that. I do think that, yes, if you're just trying to think that this is some sort of flu on steroids, then you're sorely mistaken.
And the reason why people should not be congregating in numbers is so they don't pass it to themselves. And obviously, most people who get it won't be impacted dramatically. It's not really an issue of like, because most times it's like young kids who are susceptible, et cetera. In this case, the young children are not susceptible.
Correct. It's the elderly.
Yeah. So the issue is A lot of people who have very minor symptoms or no symptoms are going to pass it on to the elderly, and we're going to have like a, because I've seen it described this, it's like the angel of death for people over 70.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. I'm way over my break, and I appreciate your call, and thank you. 877-710-ESPN. Feel free to continue having this discussion with us. The Warriors have now officially said that they're going to have a game on Thursday against the Nets with no fans in attendance, the first NBA team to do that. My guess is the rest will follow suit shortly. So we'll have that for you. Maybe Mark Stein will join us. 877-710-ESPN. People want to chime in on the Marbury discussion about LeBron not a real Laker. We can do that as well. We're back in 4 minutes.